Haria Jabbar is a research associate with the Education Research Alliance. She interviewed more than 70 leaders from 30 different schools, a mix of RSD and OPSB, charter and direct-run.
And what I find is that, you know, even though there is this immense competitive pressure being felt, schools aren't all responding in the ways that policymakers would hope.
Only 10 of the schools said they responded to pressure by trying to improve academics. Much more common was marketing existing programs. Niloy Gangapade is director of Success Preparatory Academy. He says in his experience, academic improvement doesn't necessarily lead to higher demand.
When we jumped from 35th out of 42nd to the next year, where we jumped to number 9 out of 37, it wasn't as if the demand report showed that families were that excited about the academic reputation and standing going up, so there was no correlation.
In other words, his school didn't receive a huge wave of new applications, even when its performance score went up. The study also found some schools screened and excluded students. They didn't report open seats, encouraged students to transfer, and held invitation-only promotional events, all ways to enroll the right kinds of students. Jabbar says some of those practices have changed now that there's a central enrollment process and the RSD oversees transfers.
Schools need to have some kind of centralized oversight to make sure that parents are able to access schools, that there is a fair marketplace.
Other cities are watching New Orleans, she says, to understand more about competition and oversight in a charter school system. For WWNO, I'm Mallory Falk.